When does the Christmas season officially start? According to the mayor of Bego, it began on September 12th, when he announced that this small city in northwest Spain would be decorated with 9 million LED lights, over 300 Christmas trees, and countless baubles measuring 12 meters in diameter, among other embellishments. Beware, mayors of Tokyo, London, New York, the mayor of Paris, and the mayor of Berlin, he said. We're going to top you all. Tradition. It is not clear if Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, received this challenge, but in any case, he did not change his plans. And as late as November 28th, shortly after Thanksgiving, he inaugurated the winter holiday season with the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, just as has been the tradition since 1933. Rich enough. Psychologists argue that the reason behind all the colors, lights, music, and joy that invade city centers during Christmas time is very simple. To make us spend money. With all these stimuli, they say, we become confused and throw more money away than at any other time of the year. It is fitting, then, that New York's most famous Christmas landmark is located in a complex consisting of 19 commercial buildings, commissioned and paid for by the Rockefellers, one of the richest families in U.S. history. In the 1930s, the bill came to $100 million, approximately $1.8 billion in today's terms. The enormous tree. The Rockefeller Center is a city within a city in Manhattan, with more than 100 shops, over 50 restaurants and eateries, and a number of fitness centers and beauty salons. But it is the tree that attracts most of the attention during Christmas time. Some 125 million visitors each year. It is almost always a Norway spruce, typically 50 to 60 years of age, and no less than 75 feet tall. In order to select the best candidate, the head gardener of the Rockefeller Center travels across upstate New York and the surrounding states, even as far as Canada. A moral end. The chosen tree is wrapped in 5 miles of light cords and crowned with a 550-pound Swarovski star worth $1.5 million. It presides over the plaza and the world-famous ice rink until January 7th, when it will be taken down, chopped into pieces, and donated to a charity that will use it to build homes for poor families.